Well, environmental issues, of course, are huge for cattle producers, not only in the Southeast, but across the country. And National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Colin Woodall, said Florida is getting a double whammy with not only the EPA rules, but also Clean Water Restoration Act.
But they're setting up the case for the entire Southeast, and for that fact, the entire country, on really looking at these things as individual watersheds and pulling people in left and right on nutrient caps, all these water quality issues. It's a huge concern to us because EPA is just moving forward. They feel like they have a charge to do whatever they need to by the president and not really look or try to work with agriculture. And that's a concern to us. We've seen it here in Washington, D.C. We've seen things like this Clean Water Restoration Act, something we thought we had a pretty good hold of, but just the other week we had reintroduction of this bill on the House side. This is the one that would change what the definition of the water United States is.
Woodall said if they're able to get this done, it means EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers would have the right to come onto your land and tell you how to use any body of water that's on there.
Basically, it's a federal land grab is what it is coming in. One, they don't need to be on your place because we have longstanding partnerships with the state departments to really try to work on water quality. What people need to remember is water quality is essential for the success of the cattle business. So we want to be partners here. We want to maintain that partnership. But the federal folks coming in and usurping all that jurisdiction, one, they don't have the resources, and two, like I said, they just don't need to be there. So we're watching that very closely.
This bill has already passed the Senate, so we said they're working hard to get ahead of anything like this happening in the House. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.